Did you know that the enforcement rule of HIPAA allows the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to not only conduct investigations, but issue civil monetary penalties if you're found to be in breach of HIPAA? Now, these fines are not going to be cheap. They can range anywhere from $100 to $50,000 per violation, with a maximum of $1.5 million per year. So as you can imagine, if you were to be found to be in breach of HIPAA, this could be extremely detrimental to your business, especially for those that are in the startup or scale-up phase. Before I get into a little bit of the details around the enforcement rule, I wanted to introduce myself. My name is David Lee, and I am one of the fractional CPOs here at Freshshoring. And my background kind of straddles both product management and product design. I've got over 5 years of experience in the health IT space, and I was actually the chief product officer for a health IT company called Point Health, which was successfully acquired by our sister company. So I'm super excited to be here today, showcasing to you guys some of the core components of HIPAA that you should be aware of. Now, as I mentioned earlier, HIPAA breaches are not cheap. In fact, they can be approximately $200 per victim. So for those of you guys that might be on a per member per month type of business model, just multiply the number of members you serve by 200. That's going to get you a high level estimate of what a HIPAA breach might cost your organization. Now, what actually goes into a breach investigation? So first off, the breach investigation itself, which is the external organization that now must come in and investigate the breach to identify the cause and ensure that unauthorized access to protective health information now has been officially blocked. And then you've got the remediation, where all of the safeguards which should have been there to begin with and installed to prevent that breach must now be implemented again under the close scrutiny of the Office for Civil Rights, as well as the general public. Now, when you do have a breach, you're going to have temporary operational changes. And then along with that, you have to send out these breach notification letters within the first 30 days of the breach. And just to give you guys an idea, for a health plan like Anthem, so Blue Cross Blue Shield, if they were to have a breach, just in postage stamps alone, it would cost them $40 million. So just let that sink in and just imagine how much of an impact, negative impact, this might have on your business if you were to not be compliant with HIPAA. For those patients that may have been affected due to the breach, they now must be provided with identity theft prevention services. And HIPAA requires that covered entities provide free credit monitoring and identity theft protection to all breached victims for about 1 to 2 years. And this is going to cost the organization about $10 per individual that needs to now have access to the service. And then you get into regulatory fines that are handled by Office for Civil Rights and assisted by the Attorney General's Office. And then what I think is going to be the biggest hit to your business is the loss of business as well as loss of reputation. No business or patient is going to want to now transact with an entity that has proven to not safeguard their members' data. And then you can now deal with class action lawsuits if it gets all the way over there. And then finally, you do need to now publicize the fact that you had a breach on your website, as well as having a dedicated helpline for those breached victims. Now, I know we talked about the breach here, but I want to maybe reel us back into what HIPAA actually stands for. There's so many misspellings of HIPAA, but really the correct way of spelling HIPAA is with one P, which stands for Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. And it was enacted back in 1996 by President Bill Clinton. What kind of data must you safeguard? It's going to be PHI and PII. So PHI standing for Protected Health Information, PII being Personal Identifiable Information. So you can look at the privacy rule essentially as a bastion of patient rights and imagine the PHI as a patient's personal story that's being told through their health records. And the privacy rule is what ensures that this story is shared only with consent and necessity. So on this slide here, you'll see some data points that might be considered PHI or PII, but it's also important to take into consideration how these different data points might be combined in a way that's going to make you in breach of HIPAA if your database were ever to be compromised. So for example, your name, right? So if it's just, say, David, my name, living in Austin, Texas, those two data points alone wouldn't necessarily be considered PII or PHI because there's no health information associated with it. But say that the data breach actually included my entire name, right? So David S. Lee, and who lives in zip code 78723. Now that's absolutely going to be considered a breach of PII because of the fact that there is such a slim chance that there is another David S. Lee that lives in this particular zip code. And so in today's video, we covered a little bit about the privacy rule, a little bit about what HIPAA actually stands for, as well as what it might actually cost your organization if you're to be in breach of HIPAA. In some of the future videos, we'll be delving a little bit deeper into different aspects of HIPAA, such as the security rule.